The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the Daily Kisser Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzer365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Moshe Yitzchak Markowitz.
Kol Shmonis Mechanaka Orim B'Shmona Esrei Al Hanisim. All 8 days of Chanukah we say in Shmona Esrei, in the blessing of Modim, we say Al Hanisim. Ve'im Shachach V'lo Amaro, and if he forgot and didn't say it, then the halacha is as follows. Im Niskar Kodim Sh'amar Es Hashem, if he realized that he missed it before he said Hashem's name, min Birkas HaTov Shimcha V'chulu, of the blessing of Atov Shimcha and the closing of the blessing of Modim, Choser Maskil Al Hanisim, and he goes back to the beginning of Al Hanisim in its usual place, and he continues from there. Avim Lo Niskar, if he didn't realize it, that he missed Al Hanisim Ad La'achar Sha'amar Es Hashem, until after he said Hashem, God's name, at the end of that blessing, then Gomer Es HaBracha, he should complete the blessing, Ve'eino Choser, and he doesn't go back. Ayin le'el simen mem dalos if test Zion. The Mishnah Brewer brings down the reason why we say Al Hanisim in Birchas HaMazon and benching the grace after meals and in Shemona Esrei, because the concept of Chanukah has to do with Hodah, with being thankful, and therefore we say Al Hanisim in Modim, which is the paragraph and the blessing that has to do with thankfulness and Hodah in Shemona Esrei, and Birchas HaMazon also has to do with thankfulness. So we say Al Hanisim in both of these places. The Ramah says, as we've already said in the Shulchan Aruch, you don't repeat Birchas HaMazon or Shemona Esrei because it's not a Torah obligation. The Mishnah Brewer says that as well. It's not a Torah obligation. It's rabbinic in nature. However, you may say Al Hanisim in the Harachamans later, at the end of the grace after meals, Birchas HaMazon and benching. Similarly, in Shemona Esrei, if you forget, you can say Al Hanisim at the end of Shemona Esrei before Yiyu L'Rastun. That's the Mishnah Brura quoting the Eliyahu Rabbah. On Rosh Chodesh, you say it after the Harachaman of Rosh Chodesh, because Rosh Chodesh is Tadi, Rosh Chodesh comes more often. And that is brought down in the Mishnah Brura from the Yad Ephraim. Kol Shmonos Yemei Chanukah, continuing with Se'if Chaf Beis, Kol Shmonos Yemei Chanukah, all 8 days of Chanukah, Gomrim Es HaHallel, you say a complete Hallel, Ve'ein Omrim Lo Tachlin, you do not recite the Tachlin prayer, below Kel Erech Apayim, below Laman Aseich, and not Kel Erech Apayim or Laman Aseich, below Tzikas Chasedek, we don't say Tzikas Chasedek on Shabbos to Mincha, and Din Hallel Veveisa Avel, Rachmana Lissalon, the laws of Hallel in the home of a mourner, God forbid, Ayin Besimen Reish Zion Se'if Vav. See below in Reish Zion Sif Vav. So the Mishnah Brura says that a mourner, an Avel, does not say Hallel. However, whether other people who are praying together with this mourner and is in the house of mourning, the Pre-Chadash says that Hallel is not said, but the Eliyahu Rabbah says that Hallel is said by those people in the house of mourning. It's interesting that even though there is no particular Musaf prayer for the holiday of Chanukah itself, but there is Musaf on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, and we do still say Al Hanisim in the Musaf prayer of Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. Sif Chaf Gimel. Korim b'chol yom tzlos gavrei. On every day of Chanukah, we have three people called to the Torah, three Aliyos. And from there we read, Rekarbanos Hanesim, Vaharashos Nasto. We read the things that have to do with the tribal leaders in Parshas Nasto. Bayom HaRisha Masim L'Chohen. On the first day of Chanukah, we read, beginning with Kohen, mean Vayihi Bayom Kavos Moshe. Ad L'Chanukah Samizbeach. Levi, for the Levi, for the second person called to the Torah, we read Vayihi Hamakri Bayom HaRishon. Ad Meleah Keteres. It begins in verse 12 and ends in verse 14. L'Yisrael Par Echad V'Gomer. And for the third Aliyah, for the Yisrael, it begins with the words Par Echad in verse 15, Ad Ben Aminadav, until the words Ben Aminadav in verse 17. By Yom Hashani, on the second day of Chanukah, L'Chor Levi, by Yom Hashani is read. For the Kohen Levi, we start with the words by Yom Hashani. Uli Yisrael, by Yom Hashlishi. And for the third Aliyah, for the Yisrael, we begin with the words Yom Hashlishi, V'chein b'chol yom. And it's the same way, and every day we read the Aliyahs for Kohen and Levi, L'Kohen Levi, for the Kohen and Levi, Hayom she'omdim bo, that it corresponds to the current day of Chanukah by dividing it into two, L'Yisrael, and for Yisrael, Hayom she'la'acharov. The entire passage is read to the following day. Uva Yom Hashmini, on the eighth day, L'Chohen U'Levi B'Yom Hashmini, the passage beginning with Yom Hashmini on the eighth day is read for the Aliyah of the Kohen and the Levi. Uli Yisrael Maskilin B'Yom Hatshii. And for the Yisrael, for the third Aliyah, we begin with the passage beginning B'Yom Hatshii on the ninth day, which is verse number 60. The Gomrim Kol HaSeder, we complete the entire Parsha of Naso. The Gam of Rashi's Bahalosa, and we also continue to read in his Aliyah the portion of Bahalosa, and until the words of Kain Asas Hamenora. Until the words of Kain Asas Hamenora, which is until so did he make the menorah, which is in Bahalosa in chapter 8, verse 4. Continuing in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Sif Chaf Dalad, B'Shabbos Chanukah, on Shabbos of Chanukah, Motzi'in Shnei Sifrei Torah, we take out two Torah scrolls from the Ark. Barishon Korin Parashas HaShavua, in the first one we read the regular weekday portion, Uvashnia HaMashter B'Shol Chanukah Yomo. In the second Torah, we read the Mafter Aliyah for Chanukah. Umaftir Rani V'Simchi, and the Mafter is Rani V'Simchi, which is in Zechariah chapter 2, verse 14. That is the Haftarah. The Imyesh Od Shabbos Echad, if there is another Shabbos during Chanukah, sometimes you can start with Shabbos, and therefore the eighth day is also Shabbos. Maftirim Bo Bimlachim V'Neiris Shlomo. We read the Haftarah that has to do from Malachim regarding the menorah of Shlomo HaMelech, which is Malachim Aleph, Perek Zion, chapter 7, verses 40 through 50. The Rosh Chodesh Teves B'chol, if Rosh Chodesh Teves falls out during the week, Motzi'in Shnei Sifrei Torah, we take out two Torah scrolls, Barishon Korin Tlasa Gavra. Three people are called from the first Torah. B'shal Rosh Chodesh, on Rosh Chodesh, V'achar Kach Harvi V'sefer Torah Shnia. And afterwards we read the fourth Aliyah from the second Sefer Torah, B'shal Chanukah, Yomo. The passage that corresponds to the day of Chanukah. D'shum the Rosh Chodesh Tadir Tfei. Because Rosh Chodesh happens more frequently, and we do things that happen more frequently first, usually. V'kaimelon, and to establish rule, Tadir v'she'enu Tadir, when faced with two mitzvahs, one that happens more frequently, tadir kodem. The one that happens more frequently is done first. V'lachain, makdimin Rosh Chodesh, and therefore we read the Rosh Chodesh passage before we read regarding Chanukah from the Torah. V'im ta'u, and if he made a mistake, v'hiskil likros b'shel Chanukah, and they began reading the Torah portion of Chanukah first, v'afilu adayin v'hiskil likros, or even if they did not begin reading, elo shekvar beirach ha'olah, but the person who's getting the aliyah in the Torah started reciting the blessings for the Torah, ain tzrichin lahafsik, we don't need to stop them. Elo ha'olah gomer kriyasto, but the person finishes his aliyah, v'achar kach, and afterwards covering the hanisharim v'sharosh chodesh. Afterwards they read the Rosh Chodesh portion for the remaining three people. Im kara rishona b'shar Rosh Chodesh, karoi. If they read Rosh Chodesh portion from the first day for Torah as it's supposed to be done, elashatou v'karu gam esharvi, but then they end up reading the fourth one also b'shar Rosh Chodesh, and they didn't end up doing Chanukah like they were supposed to for the fourth one, I feel niskeru miyad la'achar shebeirach hakari, even if they realize, even after the person getting the aliyah says the blessings, im lo hotziu rak sefer Torah achas, if they had only taken out one Torah, en tzrichin likros yoser, they don't have to read the additional part, the additional Torah portion of Chanukah. Avo im hotziu beiz sifrei Torah. However, if they took out two Torah scrolls, sheyesh kan chashash mishum pegamel shel sefer Torah, so that now there's a concern of the status of the second sefer Torah if it's not used, people will think that it was not right, that the second Torah was pasul. So lo yomru pasul hu, that people shouldn't say that the second Torah scroll was pasul, was invalid. It's necessary to read a fifth aliyah, which would be very unusual, to read a fifth aliyah for Chanukah. V'achar ha'chamishi yomru chasi kaddish. And after the fifth aliyah, that's when you say the half kaddish. The Ramah says that on a weekday, Rosh Chodesh, if you make a mistake and read from the Chanukah Torah portion instead of Rosh Chodesh, he says you have to stop and switch to Rosh Chodesh. However, the Taz says that you let the Kohen finish his aliyah and then you switch to Rosh Chodesh. Sif Chafei, Chol Rosh Chodesh Teves B'Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh Teves falls out on Shabbos, Motzi and Gimel Sifrei Torah. You take out three Torah scrolls. This is one of two opportunities that we have that we take out three Torah scrolls. For Rishon Karin Shisha Gavre, six people are called from to the first Torah scroll. The Parshas HaShavuah during the regular weekly portion. Bashani and the second Torah scroll, Shvi'i Vishel Rosh Chodesh. The seventh aliyah, the seventh person called for an aliyah, is read from Rosh Chodesh, the Torah portion of Rosh Chodesh. Umaschilin uveyom hashabbos, beginning with the verse, the pasuk uveyom hashabbos. Va'ayin le'el simin ayin ches sif aleph, v'simin ayin ches sif aleph. Va'omim chasi kaddish, and you say a chasi kaddish, a half kaddish. And then you take out the third Sefer Torah, and they have the Master Aliyah, which is B'Shel Chanukah Yomo, which is during the portion of the day that has to do with Chanukah. Umaftirin Rani V'Simchi, and we read the Haftorah from Rani V'Simchi, which again is in Zechariah, V'Afagav the Tadir Kodem, and although generally the more frequent thing takes precedence, like we said earlier, Zeu Bikriya Shekarin Shnehem. This applies only to the Torah reading when both portions are read. meaning that there we say the more frequent one should be read first. Avo b'haftorah, she'ein maftirin ela achas, but regarding the haftorah, since only one haftorah is read, it's not a question of order, but it's a question of completely omitting it. So doken es Rosh Chodesh, then Rosh Chodesh haftorah is set aside. Otherwise, you wouldn't do the Chanukah haftorah the whole year. But there are many opportunities to do the Rosh Chodesh haftorah a different time during the year. Bekarin shel Chanukah, and you read the haftorah of Chanukah mishum the Persuminista. The real reason why we do this is because of the importance of Persuminista, like we said over and over again, of publicizing the miracle of Chanukah. So to summarize, the idea of the Tadr v'she'eno Tadr Kodem, the more frequent one, usually comes first. That is only determines which of the two mitzvahs should be performed first if there are two there. However, when only one mitzvah can be performed, we're faced with the question of which of the two mitzvahs are performed, and we have other factors to take into account. In this case, Parsumenisa, Chanukah, and publicizing the miracle takes precedence. This is the end of Hilchas Chanukah. The last Se'if is Sif Chafvav, about two Bishvat, Bachamisha Aser Bishvat, the 15th day of Shvat, Rosh Hashanah La'ilonos. It's a new year for trees. This date is a new year for determining the age of trees with regard to certain halachas that have to do with that. If a tree was planted a day before, that day would be considered a year for certain agricultural halachos. And on Tu B'Shvat, ain't omrim bo tachnon, we don't say tachnon, v'noagin lahar bos bo mine feiros ilanos. And it's customary to have many different types of fruits. Also, in conclusion, on our website, www.kitzer365.org, there's an article in the resource section regarding laws and customs of Shabbos Chanukah, and two articles about the essence of Tu B'Shvat and brachos on fruit on Tu B'Shvat.